Off the rails, moderators struggle as 10th Democratic debate turns into absolute shouting match, was the post-Democrat candidate show headline at Daily Caller. I've always wondered why a so-called shouting match is offensive to many and why raised voices cause distress. I would rather see the bums shout at each other than watch a boring, near-scripted, fake emotional moment pseudo-debate anytime. Daily Caller reported that the candidates frequently spoke over one another to the point where it was difficult to follow what was being said. So what important things did any of these lackluster socialists who think the USA is terrible have to say that was unintelligible? When have any of the anti-American, anti-America Democrat candidates said anything that was truly worthy of listening? Maybe my approach is a bit flippant, but the point is not. This cadre of leftists who more admire little European countries than their own dynamic world-leading country have very little to say that is not fundamentally insulting to those who take responsibility for their lives as self-governing citizens and work for a living. Setting aside how most every proposal boils down to taking money from people who work to earn their assets and handing those funds to others who did not, the Democrat campaign debate centers around who is the most politically correct, who caters most to the malcontent elements of society, and who has a stronger desire to destroy our constitutional rights. The whole damned Democratic Party is off the rails. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.